I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Presidents don't normally, if ever, make public comments on covert CIA programs, but President Obama did just that yesterday in a public online discussion hosted by Google. In response to a viewer's question, Obama strongly defended the use of drones to target suspected terrorists, and he also confirmed many such strikes have taken place in Pakistan's federally administered tribal areas. Pakistan's government has long complained about the legality of the drone program without getting much of a public response from Washington. So Obama's unusual openness on the matter has taken many in Pakistan by surprise. The World's Laura Lynch reports from Islamabad.
In Pakistan, some are scratching their heads, wondering just why Obama decided to use an online chat with web users to not only admit the drone attacks, but to defend them.
I want to make sure that people understand, actually, drones have not caused a huge number of civilian casualties. For the most part, they have been very precise, precision strikes against Al-Qaeda and their affiliates. We are very careful in terms of how it's been applied. So I think that there's this perception somehow that we're just sending in a whole bunch of strikes willy-nilly. This is a targeted, focused effort at people who are on a list of active terrorists.
U.S. officials have long complained that Pakistan's tribal belt provides sanctuary to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters who attack U.S. troops inside Afghanistan. Waking up to the news today, Saifullah Massoud was taken aback, first by Obama's admission, second by his claim that the drones haven't killed a huge number of civilians.
It doesn't make a difference. The numbers don't make a difference at all. I mean, it can be one or it can be 100 or it can be 1,000. It's still, you know, one innocent civilian killed, you know, if you ask me, amounts to 1,000 innocent civilians killed. It's the same.
Massoud is from the region himself, but he now lives in Islamabad, where he researches the effects of the drone attacks. The estimates of the number of civilians killed range from several hundred to more than 2,000 over 8 years. With most foreign media barred from entering the region, it's difficult to verify the numbers. But Massoud, who says he's seen and heard drones himself, lists another side effect.
Fear. I mean, the biggest impact that it has on the people is fear. I mean, that horrible noise the drones make when they are hovering above in the air. I mean, and you are a civilian living there, you know, not sure, you know, where the missile is going to come from and whom it's going to hit.
Obama's words are now bolstering calls from people like Massoud for the president to do the right thing.
Now that President Obama has publicly acknowledged, I mean, they shouldn't have any problem, you know, at least compensating those civilians.
Across town, lawyer Shahzad Akbar read Obama's words and started digging into his case files. Akbar is filing class action lawsuits claiming damages on behalf of 4 dozen civilian victims and their families. Akbar, too, thinks it's beyond time for the president to offer compensation, but he also wants something else.
Some government, either Pakistani or U.S. government, have to look into this honestly and have an independent inquiry of those people who have been killed, because there is no accountability.
The reaction of the Pakistani government itself today was more muted. It acknowledged the tactical advantage of drone strikes, but repeated its view that they're unlawful and unacceptable. Despite the repeated public criticism, many Pakistanis remember the content of U.S. diplomatic cables that were leaked by WikiLeaks in 2010. They showed that despite Pakistan's public indignation, its leaders privately supported the drone attacks. That may be one reason why neither the lawsuits nor public opposition will mean a quick end to the drone campaign that Obama is now publicly defending. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Islamabad.